Turkey is an important U.S. ally on many fronts, including in the fight against the terrorist group ISIS. But Washington is watching the actions of the country's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, after the arrest of a 16-year-old student in Turkey who had called the president a thief. That student was eventually released, but he still faces a trial and possible prison sentence. Elmira Bayrasli is a fellow at the World Policy Institute and co-founder of the organization Foreign Policy Interrupted. Elmira, a decade ago, the president of Turkey came to power promising reform, but recently he has cracked down on dissent, and now we have the case of this teenage boy who was arrested and then released. What is happening in Turkey?
Over the past 2 years, Erdogan has faced many troubles at home. In 2012, he faced nationwide anti-government protests, the Gezi Park protests, which were sparked when Erdogan overreacted to demonstrations over the destruction of a park in Istanbul in order to build a shopping mall. On December 17th last year, Turkey's judiciary accused a number of Erdogan's ministers with corruption. That was followed on by leaked tapes where Erdogan himself can be heard talking about squirreling away millions. He is a very mercurial person. He is very thin-skinned and not open to any type of criticism. And anytime there is any challenge to his authority, he does react in this way. That's one element of it. I think another element of it is a foreign policy element of it. Things in the Middle East have unraveled over the past decade. Turkey has borne the brunt of what has happened with the Iraq war and the Syrian civil war. Turkey has absorbed 1.6 million Syrian refugees, which has caused a huge humanitarian crisis on its border. Turkey is trying to figure out kind of its place in the world. It once wanted to be a regional power. Today, Erdogan is faced with a question of, does he want to continue a policy where he's pursuing a regional power, or does he want to hold on to the power that he's garnered over the decade plus?
And that's a personal power.
It is personal power, and Erdogan does not like to be challenged.
So if there is, and there's been in modern day this, of course, this tension between the secular and the non-secular, the secular and the religious, meaning especially Islamic in Turkey. If there has been that pressure, why does it seem as though he's moving more toward the conservative and the religious when he knows the wider world, including the United States, is relying on him to be a bridge between Islam and Christianity or the rest of the world?
A lot of Washington's and Ankara's tensions have come as a result of Syria and the Syrian war. Early on, Tayyip Erdogan wanted to actually be an interlocutor and persuade Bashar Assad to institute reforms.
The president of Syria.
This is during 2011, during the Arab Spring, when a lot of the countries in the Middle East were in upheaval. Bashar Assad rebuffed Erdogan, and Erdogan took that as a personal slight. Since then, he has made Turkey's policy to be the removal of Assad. That's not something Washington actually wants to do. Basically, Washington has a policy of let the chips fall where they may in Syria, and that has caused a problem between the two. Turkey opened up its border to foreign fighters that are fighting against Assad into Syria. That, a lot of people believe, has led to the rise of ISIS, which has also become a very big problem for Turkey. Turkey also has a lot of problems on its own borders with its own Kurdish minority, which we see flaring up again in the town of Suruç and Kobani on the other side in Syria.
So there is enormous pressure along many borders on the president, on the country itself. And as you mentioned, more than a million, almost 2 million refugees on the borders. This is from the Syrian civil war, from Iraq as well. What is the next bellwether step that you're going to be looking for to help determine where Turkey, as we said, this very important partner for the United States, is moving, what direction the president is moving in?
Turkey under Recep Tayyip Erdogan will certainly continue to fulfill its obligations to NATO. It will continue to try to maintain at least civil bilateral relations with the West. But frankly, until someone tells Erdogan under no uncertain terms that his actions have consequences, he will continue to turn his back on democracy and civil society in Turkey.
Who is in a position to do that? You're talking about internally or externally?
I think externally, I think that Washington and certainly Brussels, whether it's NATO or the EU, could take harsher measures towards Turkey. I think that is something that President Erdogan would respond to. Turkey economically depends on a lot of trade, particularly with the EU and the West. There's not a lot of money going into Turkey. There was a lot of free money going in over the past decade in Turkey, which has fueled Turkey's enormous growth. Without a lot of that free credit going into Turkey, Turkey needs to actually think about how it's going to continue to grow its economy. The Turkish lira has actually weakened quite a bit over the past month against the dollar. If that continues to grow, we're going to see big inflationary problems in Turkey, and that's also going to be another pressure point for Tayyip Erdogan. Tayyip Erdogan's legitimacy comes from the sound management of the economy. If that starts to unravel, he will have a harder time holding on to his power.
Thank you. Emira Berasli is a fellow at the World Policy Institute and co-founder of Foreign Policy Interrupted. Nice to talk with you.
Great to talk to you.